From NPR News, this is Day to Day. The goods we buy overseas have a big effect on our economy here. And today, the government reports that the trade deficit fell in June. Many economists say that is good news. Marketplace's Janet Babin is here now. And Janet, give us the latest numbers, please, and what they mean.
Sure, Madeline. The Commerce Department reported today that our trade imbalance was $56.8 billion for June. That's down over 4% from May, and it actually shrunk more than Wall Street had anticipated. And overall, as you said, most agree that is a good thing. In fact, Mark Zandi with MoodysEconomy.com says it's just about the only good thing happening with our economy right now. He says without this uptick in trade, we'd be in a recession. And here, Zandi explains why a smaller trade deficit is helpful.
If we're shipping more stuff overseas, that's employing people, it's creating incomes and profits. If we're importing less, that means that companies here that are competing with foreign producers are able to produce more, and that employs people as well.
Now, as to why this happened, for one, anyone who's traveled to Europe this summer knows this, the dollar has been weaker against foreign currencies, so that's helped us to export more goods and services. Essentially, our stuff is cheaper on the world market, so people want to buy it. And also because of our weakish economy, we're not buying as much stuff from the rest of the world, so that's helped to shrink our imports. But we are still buying a lot of foreign oil at super high prices, and so that keeps the trade deficit high.
And the trade deficit, $56 billion, that is high.
Yeah, it is a pretty big number. Long-term, economists say that number is a detriment to our economic growth. It may help the poor here to buy cheaper goods, but overall, if we're spending money on Chinese TVs and espresso machines, clothes, or Saudi Arabian oil, then big picture, there's less of our money to be spent on American-made products from American companies. Since 2000, our trade deficits increased billions of dollars, and we've lost 4 million manufacturing jobs. I spoke to Peter Morici about this. He's an economist and business professor at the University of Maryland. He says we have a long-term structural deficit, and that forces us to borrow a lot of money.
We are borrowing from foreigners at a pace of about $50 billion a month. We owe the world about $6.5 trillion. And that's one of the reasons that credit is drying up in the United States. Foreigners don't want to loan us any more money.
So, Janet, when we export more than we import, we have to borrow money to pay for it.
Right.
So, economists, what are they saying about that?
Well, they think that this uptick in the trade deficit might not last because things overseas are not so rosy. Europe, Japan, and Canada are now on the verge of recession, so they're not going to be able to afford our goods. So this uptick isn't expected to continue next year.
Thanks, Janet. That's Janet Babin of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace.